Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Economics 101, From Consumer Behavior to Competitive Markets. Everything You Need to Know About Economics by Alfred Mill serves as a comprehensive guide to understanding the crucial principles and concepts that underlie the science of economics. This book demystifies the complexities of economics, making it accessible to students, aspiring economists, and anyone with a curious mind about the economic forces shaping our daily lives. Alfred Mill provides readers with an engaging introduction to both microeconomics and macroeconomics, thereby offering insights into how economies operate on both small and large scales, with clear explanations and practical examples. Economics 101 provides readers with the tools needed to think like an economist and understand how decisions are made at the individual, business, and governmental levels. Whether one is looking to grasp the fundamentals of supply and demand, consumer behavior, or competitive markets, Economics 101 promises to be an invaluable resource. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, consumer behavior. Consumer behavior is at the heart of microeconomics, focusing on how individuals make decisions to allocate their resources, money, time, and effort among various goods and services. This topic explores the psychological and economic factors that influence these decisions, including personal preferences, budgetary constraints, and the perceived value of different products or services. Understanding consumer behavior involves examining the law of diminishing marginal utility, which suggests that as a consumer consumes more units of a good, the additional satisfaction gained from consuming each extra unit decreases. Furthermore, consumer behavior is influenced by substitution and income effects. When the price of a good changes, it can affect consumers' purchasing choices. The substitution effect occurs when a price change motivates consumers to substitute one good for another similar one that may be less expensive. Meanwhile, the income effect reflects how a change in the price of a good affects consumers' real income and purchasing power. Alfred Mill's approach to explaining consumer behavior is both intuitive and comprehensive, providing readers with a foundation to understand real-world market dynamics and trends. Secondly, supply and demand. Supply and demand form the cornerstone of market economics, illustrating how prices are determined in a competitive market. The law of demand suggests that, all else being equal, as the price of a product decreases, the quantity demanded by consumers increases, and vice versa. Conversely, the law of supply posits that as the price of a good rises, producers are willing to supply more of it to the market. These fundamental principles help explain price fluctuations and how markets reach equilibrium, where the quantity of goods supplied equals the quantity demanded. Market equilibrium occurs at the intersection of the supply and demand curves, and shifts in these curves can lead to changes in equilibrium price and quantity. Various factors such as consumer preferences, income levels, and production costs can cause these shifts. Alfred Mill delves into the intricacies of these concepts, illustrating with examples how external elements like government policies, technological advancements, and global events can cause supply and demand disruptions. Understanding these dynamics is crucial for interpreting market trends and making informed business and policy decisions. Thirdly, market structures in economics. Market structures refer to the strategic environment in which companies operate, characterized by the number of firms, product distinctions, and barriers to entry. The main types of market structures include perfect competition, monopolistic competition, oligopoly, and monopoly, each with unique characteristics and implications for how businesses compete and make decisions. Perfect competition describes a market with many firms offering identical products, making it easy for new firms to enter and compete. Monopolistic competition is similar, but involves differentiated products, allowing firms some degree of price-setting power. Oligopolies consist of a few dominant firms that can influence market conditions, often leading to strategic partnerships or competition. Monopolies exist when a single company dominates a market with no close substitutes for its product or service, often resulting in significant market power and potential consumer exploitation. Alfred Mill's exploration of these structures reveals how they shape market outcomes and influence economic behaviors. Through real-world examples, he demonstrates the conditions leading to different market structures and their implications for consumers, governments, and the overall economy. Fourthly, macroeconomic indicators. Macroeconomic indicators are vital for understanding the broader economic environment and include measures like GDP, unemployment rates, inflation, and interest rates. These indicators provide insights into the health and performance of a country's economy, guiding policymakers, businesses, and investors in their decision-making processes. Gross domestic product, GDP, measures the total economic output and is often used as a benchmark for economic growth. Unemployment rates indicate the percentage of the labor force that is unemployed but actively seeking employment, reflecting labor market conditions. Inflation tracks changes in the price level of goods and services, affecting purchasing power and economic stability. Interest rates represent the cost of borrowing money and are crucial for influencing economic activity through business investments and consumer spending. Alfred Mill takes readers through these macroeconomic indicators, explaining their interconnections and how they can predict economic trends. By understanding these indicators, readers gain a better grasp of economic cycles and the tools available to governments and central banks to manage economic activity and maintain stability. Lastly, global economics. Global economics focuses on the complexities and dynamics of international trade, finance, and development, reflecting a connected world economy. Key themes include the benefits and challenges of globalization, trade policies, exchange rates, and economic unions. Global trade enables countries to specialize in producing goods where they have a comparative advantage, leading to greater efficiency and wealth creation. However, it also presents challenges such as trade imbalances, cultural clashes, and unequal economic benefits. Trade policies, including tariffs, quotas, and trade agreements, significantly impact international economic relations and shape global trade flows. Exchange rates determine the value of one currency relative to another, affecting international trade competitiveness and capital flows. Economic unions, like the European Union, illustrate how countries collaborate to create economic stability and growth. Alfred Mill provides a thorough examination of these global economic topics, offering insights into how international and domestic economies interact. By understanding global economics, readers can better appreciate the interdependencies that drive economic policies and market fluctuations worldwide. In conclusion, Economics 101, From Consumer Behavior to Competitive Markets by Alfred Mill, is a valuable resource for anyone looking to understand the intricacies of economics. From students and educators to professionals seeking a foundational knowledge or refresher on economic principles, the book is structured to cater to both novices and those with some prior knowledge of the field, making it an excellent reference for comprehending economic systems holistically. Mill's clear and engaging writing style, coupled with real-world examples, demystifies complex concepts, making them accessible and relevant. By reading this book, individuals can enhance their understanding of how economic forces influence personal and professional decisions, improving their ability to navigate financial challenges and opportunities. Additionally, a deeper grasp of economics can empower readers to be more informed citizens, capable of understanding and critically evaluating the economic policies and news affecting their communities. Ultimately, Economics 101 offers insights that are not only essential for academic pursuits, but also invaluable for everyday decision-making, financial planning, and future career development. If you would like to support Alfred Mill, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.